Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here in studio, I have Lori Getch, the Dean of Libraries for Kansas State University. Also got Vice President for Communications and Marketing for KSU, Jeff Morris. Do you want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Got about 11 minutes or so left in the program. We're talking about the Hale Library fire and the recovery efforts there from the May 22nd fire, the accidental fire that started on the roof area and caused a lot of water damage and smoke damage to the entire building. The building will not be open to students or staff for the entirety of this school year, fall and spring semesters. And you know, one question, Jeff, that comes up quite a bit that's still kind of, I guess, up in the air. I'm sure both parties are still figuring things out, is the insurance side and really kind of the dollars and cents side of this.
Yeah, we're going through the evaluation period. As Dean Getch mentioned earlier, you know, we've had some issues over the summer that have with mold and continuing to deconstruct the interior of the building. So we're anticipating that probably in September that we'll start to have the plans and start to pull costs together on what it's going to be to restore and renovate the library. And one of the questions we continue to get from the community, and I think these are people that are not as informed as KMAN listeners, is that people say, well, weren't you insured and why are you raising money and all this stuff? And I kind of want to just put that in perspective, because those of us on campus have access to information that other people might not see. So we need to think about this. Restoring the library is going to be tens of millions of dollars. So far, we've raised tens of thousands of dollars from our gifts, and we're getting ready to raise more. But all insurance is going to do, and we are covered, all insurance is going to do is restore the building. We have a golden opportunity here to make this a fantastic facility that can better serve our students moving into the future. Well, so that's going to require some philanthropy. It's going to maybe require the state to help us with some assistance. So as we look forward and we have this vision for building a brand new facility that's going to be state of the art and kind of set the tone for the Big 12, that's going to require some additional resources. So I think that's what people kind of get confused about. Say, well, aren't your costs covered by insurance? The answer is yes, but that's only going to cover the restoration and the repair. That's not going to cover making things better. So if you've ever done a house, you know when you get down to the studs, it's the best and least expensive time to upgrade. So that's kind of what we're looking at as we move forward. And Dean Getch might add to that, but that's the vision that we're working for today. And that's why you see fundraising. That's why you see these things coming out.
Well, and right before the fire happened, it was in the process of adding some work to the library anyway.
Right. We were just on the cusp of renovating the first floor of the library. We had done some fundraising for that, and we're ready maybe 2 weeks or so away from starting that project when the fire happened. The purpose of that renovation was to create some collaborative group study rooms for students, some additional instruction rooms in the library, a new cafe, what we're calling an innovation lab that will give students and faculty exposure to new technologies like virtual reality and artificial intelligence. So we have some great plans, and we will continue to move those plans forward. We just have a bigger project now than we had 3 months ago.
Because that's the great thing about libraries. You know, everybody has the stereotypical image of a library of just a bunch of shelves and books. But in the 21st century, 2018, a library can do it's amazing what you can do now in a library. It's because it's a place of research. It's a place of knowledge. And there's a lot of different innovations nowadays with those two things.
That's right. We like to think of it as a place for discovery.
Right, right. Absolutely. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you have any questions for Dean Lori Getch of K-State Libraries. Also, we have in studio Vice President for Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris. And Jeff, I want to go back to some things you were talking about on the future of the library. And of course, Dean Getch, you can get in here as well. When you're looking at before the fire, when you mentioned Big 12 schools, kind of like wanting to be that top library in the Big 12, before the fire, where was Hill Library kind of among Big 12 schools? Was it kind of middle of the pack? I mean, in comparison?
You know, we've got a tremendous, I will say we have the best librarians and the best staff in the Big 12. You know, we have, and I don't know the number in terms, that a lot of times we measure on like the size of volumes and stuff, but really when you look at the services, and you look at the evolution that's happened in every year, it seems like there's some new innovative thing coming. I think we probably had one of the most innovative and creative staffs, clearly, I think, not just in the Big 12, but in the, in the nation. But, you know, we're in a fight for competitive students and bringing people in, researchers, faculty members. Those things are important to us. And the library is the thing that connects all that. So, Laura, you may speak to where you think we are. I think we were at the top already, but I'm biased.
Yeah, it depends on what your metrics are and what your measurements are. But Hale Library is a facility, and the Hale Library staff as a group of dedicated professionals have always been viewed by our peers in the Big 12 as being quite exceptional. People have always, I think since Hale Library opened in the mid-90s, looked at Hale as a model facility.
So looking at the future now with this, as you say, this opportunity to make it even better, are there any plans as far as expansion or adding on to the library? Are we looking more towards kind of what you're talking about initially with some of those services and features?
Yeah, I think it's no intent to expand, but to really repurpose and rethink how we are using the space that we have.
Brady Bowman here with Dean Lori Goetsch of KSU Libraries, also Vice President for Communications Marketing. Jeff Morris is in studio with us. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you have any questions, comments, concerns. We have about 6 minutes, a little less than 6 minutes left in the program. And Lori, I think another question that you often get is asking about materials and just like where it obviously is a big space, huge space, probably one of the biggest buildings at K-State, filled with a lot of stuff. So where's that stuff?
I'll start with the books because that may be the most interesting thing. Because we've had to take all the books out of the library, we have books in five different facilities around the Manhattan area, and also we have just started to move books down to cave storage in Kansas City. So we've got those books distributed in different places where they can be stored and cleaned and housed until we're ready to move them back into the library. The other concern that people have is what's happened to all the furniture, the shelving, that sort of thing that makes up a modern library. Because of the combination of water and smoke, kind of toxic soot was created that adhered to surfaces on the shelving, on the furniture, particularly on soft furniture like chairs and sofas and that sort of thing. So we really had to destroy those things. I know people were wondering about why we had to also dispose of a lot of electronics, a lot of computers, servers, those kinds of things were destroyed and e-recycled because they were considered toxic. And we really didn't want to expose people to that. You know, there were people who were sort of interested in the possibility of dumpster diving for some of those things, and we made sure that that wasn't able to happen.
I was just thinking, like, when you were mentioning some of those things, I was thinking about, like, the table and chair I would usually sit in with my algebra study group, because I would not have passed algebra if it was not for that study group and that table we all sat on. That's how I got my homework done, because the group was doing it. So I was like, well, this is an easy way to get my homework done at least. So, and that's the thing with Hale Library, especially for, you know, K-Staters. I mean, I'm a K-Stater. A lot of folks around here are K-Staters. And you spend a lot of your life as a student in Hale Library. There's a lot of special emotional connections there.
We have seniors who are starting to come back for their last year and are really lamenting that they won't have the opportunity to spend their last year in Hale Library. And I've had some of them come to see me, some students who are on our ambassadors group, who are just really sad that they won't get that opportunity to spend their last year in Hale.
Yeah, I got to stop thinking about it right now for a second. I might get a little bit emotional because I'm already in an emotional state after I rewatched Avengers Infinity War last night. So I'm already kind of in an emotional sort of mode here. It won't take much.
So I'd add a historical perspective to that, because it was Farrell Library when I was in school. You know, and it's for almost 100 years, every K-Stater, almost everybody attended K-State at some point, walked into that library or spent time there. And so there's, you know, you got generations of people that's the one place on campus kind of everybody goes, that and the Union and a couple of the other common spaces. So there's a historical nature. And I think what's important that people know too is as we look forward, we're looking to retain that historical nature too as best we can and honor that tradition. So it's almost an opportunity right now to build on the past and do something really good for the future, because, you know, I'm hoping that 100 years from now people are sitting on K-Man talking about how much foresight those ancestors had when they rebuilt after the Great Fire of 2018. So,
absolutely, absolutely. Here with Vice President for Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris, who you just heard speaking. Also got Dean Lori Getch of K-State Libraries in studio with us. Just got about a minute left. Any last thoughts, anything that maybe we just haven't got to yet that you definitely want to get out there?
I'd just like to shout out to the K-State community in particular. They have been really wonderful support for the library and our staff. We've had to relocate staff all over campus to different offices since we can't occupy the building. And the K-State family has really stepped up to support our needs and help our staff get through this disaster. Also, a shout out to folks in the local Manhattan community for the same thing. We've gotten a lot of support, a lot of encouragement, a lot of expressions of concern from people in the community, and we're very grateful for that support.
Jeff, just got about 20 seconds.
Same thing. I think the other thing is our employees have really been resilient, and hats off to the people that finished this summer. The adrenaline's wearing off, but we're ready to get back to work and get the fall semester off to a good start.
We'll keep having you back, keep having updates. Thanks so much for coming in.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks to all our guests this morning. If you missed it, it'll be online on demand at newsradiokman.com. Just click the On Demand tab, drop down to In Focus. For Monday, quick plug for Monday's In Focus, while Cheryl Collins from Riley County Historical Museum, she'll be talking about the history of schools in the area. I'm sure K-State will come up quite a bit. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Maybe even Bluemont College.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably. And KSAC. Among other things. News Radio KMAM. Thank you, Brady. Good job this morning. Next hour, Clark Howard, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick got an hour of the game this afternoon because we have the Chiefs preseason at Atlanta. Our coverage begins at 5 o'clock. Have a great weekend. The crew will see you back here Monday.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at KS State.